Mirandola?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
How are you? Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Great.
Great.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Terura, Alephet Gimel, Yitak Tati. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu acharenu nora kufrei shayan siltet nun na gibor dor sheyehudcha kevavat sham Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Gam Lev Betet Reish, Sadi Taf Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Et Kufbet Ted Nunayan Yachid Gee Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimlamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We are now going to separate between the right column and the left column energy of this creation. And we do this utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed L'alafim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei, We're now going to connect to the energy of the year of the goat, the year 5777, by studying two verses from the Tanakh that has the same energy. The first verses that we will study is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. And we start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Erchimu Hilu Ud Hilu Erchimu Leachta L'shem Yud He Bevav He Biyehuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Elohino Amadonai Elohimu Alena Masei Adenu Karane Alena Masei Adenu Karanehu. Tzod Saduni Katsipor O Yavai Hinam. The first, when we take the first letter of these words, we can permute them into Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And the final letters of these words can be permutated into Dir Yam, translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse has the name of the year concealed within it. That is, the Tafshin Ayin Zion is within this verse, concealed, separated by seven letters each. Kim Abadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses that connect to it. The energy of the year is that of the pause. The first verse we will study is the Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehashit. Et kol ha'olot vayahaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that has the same energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki biya Yohei Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. And the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarfeni abili ruki. The second of the three verses is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachom v'halachti yitchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti O to bekol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved roav Yom ruayom. And the year 5774, the year that has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Pusamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shatan tafta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. Please scan the first 8 rows. And the 9th row. Kame be me nu ko ayo ahe be wa. Re ahe yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. And now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Again, please scan the first 8 rows. And the 9th row. Kahe be me kako ala ahe he wa. Re la he yo yo me. He la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 15th day of Tammuz, the night of the full moon. Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Moshe ibn Attar, known as the Or Chaim HaKadosh. He is a very famous Kabbalist who wrote a very famous sefer called the Or Chaim, the Light of Life. Rabbi Aryeh Leib ben Rabbi Asher Ginsberg, known as the Shagas Aryeh. Rabbi Amram Blau. He has a very interesting name. Amram translates as the elevated people. Amram was the father of Moshe, to give you an idea of the energy involved in this person, particular tzaddik. And the 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is the first class of the new week, is a Zohar class. This week's energy is that of Pinchas, and Pinchas, we know the parasha of Pinchas is all about healing, but not just healing physically, healing on many different levels, on many different aspects, healing your business, healing your relationships, healing your physical and spiritual blemishes. It's all about healing, restoring. And as we will come to learn about revival. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row of the matrix, the right-hand column, is a link to all 54 parashiyot. If you scroll down in the book of Numbers in Bamidbar, you'll find those parashah of Pinchas. Please open that link, and we are starting tonight with section 4. But we will probably do section 5 and possibly section 6, or maybe even section 7 as well. It depends on timing. Pasuk 12. Rabbi Yehuda Patachli Amar Shamra Nafshi Ki Hasidani Chosha Avdecha Wigomer Sope Adikra Eat Leistachla Ulvatar Kirakola Sofeya dikra kitiv haboteach elecha haboteach bach mibay leyamai haboteach elecha ela kiv yakol David mivtach leya dilaya bar Leya Al gut leya Vishin takima Diktiv chatzot Laila akum Lehodod lach Kamti mi bae Leya ela Akum ma'vet kushar Bachli Almin. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda begins, Preserve my soul, for I am pious. Save your servant. One has to look at the end of the verse and then at the whole verse. At the end of the verse it says, Who trusts in you? He asks, should it not have said, Who trusts you? And he answers, Apparently David promised not to be asleep when midnight passed, as it is written, At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you. He should have said, I arose, but the meaning is, I will arise and be bound to you forever. My commentary. The verse in Psalms, chapter 119, verse 62, is one of my personal name verses, since its first letter is Chet and its last letter is Kaf Sofit. This pasuk is teaching that we need to resolve conflicts within the words and the meanings of various verses by applying other verses as explanations, and use verses to resolve verses. This is a major tool of the Torah interpretation used in the Talmud as well as the Zohar. Verse 13. Shamra nafshi shemor bimae leya vehatanenan tilait at bioraita tilait barazin ilain viyakirin shamra lekucha barisu kamar shamra lehahu hulaka Ve'itachad be'ya nafesh dekad nafsha nafkat mehay alma at yalemerat alma diate izake kama chelin ilayim nafkim lekav la ul natra La 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 Peduk Taha Behai Hashem Natil Aleit Achada Ima Beresh Yarche Bishabate. The translation. He asks, preserve, the Hebrew word is shomra, my soul. He should have used the form shemor, but we have learned that there is no letter in the Torah that does not have heavenly and precious secrets. And he answers, shomra, for he is saying to the Holy One, blessed be he, shomra, namely shemor, preserve the hay. For it is that same part unto which the soul holds. When the soul leaves this world, it enters to inherit the domain of the world that is coming. If it so merits, a number of heavenly hosts come out to greet it, to guard it, and to bring it into its residence in its place. That letter hey, namely Malchut, preserves it, so as to unite with it on new moons and Shabbatot. My commentary. The name of God, Hashem, has two hays. One represents the physical world, one the world that is coming. Souls live in one world or the other. The key to entry to the other world is that letter hay that is held by the soul. If one loses that hay through the struggle to achieve tikkun, then they will go to Gehinom instead of that world that is coming. The cleansing in Gehinom allows the soul to remember where he lost the hay. This is my opinion. It is like when we lose something in our home or our car. We know it is there, but cannot see it. Pasuk 14. Ve'ila zake kama gardine tehirim izdamnan ditla kabela bedachu lalavar David lehahio nafsha demit galgela berekanaya kiavna bekus pita. Lalevar vekadmate, lakabela yiftechun, lapitrin utkabel, lakamach kichasid, ani vekichasid, ikre amar Rabbi Yehuda, indiktiv chazde David. Ha'ne'emanim begin kach shamra nafshi dila tishpok la lemehach levar. The translation. But if it does not so merit, a number of angels of destruction are directed against it and push it outside. Woe to that soul that wanders in vain as a stone in the hollow of the sling. This is what was said, and the souls of your enemies, them shall he sling out as one of the hollow of a sling, as out of the hollow of a sling. And David made his request before the Holy One, blessed be he, and said, preserve my soul, that it be not rejected. And when they come out against it, may the portals be opened for it, and may you accept it before you. For I am pious. He asked, was David really called pious? Was he not a king, and was not kingship his characteristic? Rabbi Yehuda said, yes, he was called pious, for it is written, the sure loving promises, Hebrew, chasadim of David. That is, since he was receiving chasadim that are sure, he is pious, from the Hebrew word chasid. And this is the reason for preserve my soul, namely, do not abandon it to wander on the outside. My commentary. This pasuk is very informative. It helps us understand various words in Hebrew more clearly. The word used in the verse 86, 2, that's probably Psalms, I don't remember where it is, comes from the root of chesed, chasid, yet it is translated as pious. What is the meaning of pious? We learn from this word, when used as an adjective, it translates as pious as well as a benevolent or charitable. In this sentence, it is an adjective. If it was a noun, to be a noun, it would have to have the word et, aleph to taf, connected to it, which it does not in this verse. It would mean follower or devotee. From this information, we learn that the energy of pious is someone who is a follower of Hashem, someone who is devoted to the path that Hashem wants one to follow. These souls are generally protected from the outside edges of the community. The outside edges are where the klipot attach themselves, and they draw souls away from Hashem. Protection is to not be exposed to these attacks. Pasuk 15. Rabbi Yitzhak Amar, Kol Barnash Di'it Lea Ulaka Betzadik. Ya Rid Lehaeretz Kema Diktiv Miyamech Kulam Sadikim Wigomer Vechai Tzadik Chasidik Rei Amar David. Batar divhai atar, achit na chasid, ani uvkish shamra, nafshi leit kashra bach. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, everyone who has a portion in the righteous, namely who guards his covenant, inherits this land. That is Malchut, as it is said. Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. And this righteous, which is Yesod, is called pious, since he bestows chasadim. That is why David said, since I am linked and holding on to that place, unto the righteous, therefore I am pious, and because of this, preserve my soul that it be bound up with you. Excuse me. To understand this pasuk, it is necessary to understand the relationship between yesod, both parts, and malchut. The male sex organ has two parts called stem and crown. When a mistake, a chet, an avaira, a pesha, is made, then the stem separates from the crown. The crown always stays in the malchut, or in the vagina, in a human sense. The crown is vulnerable to the klipot when this happens, unless it is concealed and protected within the vagina. Do not understand these terms literally. They are used as metaphors. This is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? This fifth section Section 5 starts with Pasuk 16. Rabbi Chiyayo Patach Edut B'Yichosef Samo Wigomer Hauk Muha P'Olif Shavin P'Itchin V'Shalashon HaKodesh Yatir HaHidiktiv Safat Lo Yadati Eshma Aval Mai Edut Tachatzi B'Shata Titeya Tepoti Par Hawat Achida Be'al HaHiyo Mila Hawa Yosef Aved Garmeya Kimandila Yadali Yishana Dila Vekain Beko Yoma Adhahiyo Shata Bat Raita Dikti Vatit Pesehu Pavigdo my vatit persehu Ela begin de avid Garmea kimandila Yadalishana Peru achat hakodesh Tzavat laka velea Lishmarcha Meisha Zara Minach Reya Amareha Hechelika Mai Kamal Ela Kolman Dinatir Garmeya Mehaid Kishar Bah Vishkinta Viati Behahu Edut umayehu Hashem v'itosef Be'yadikti v'edut B'yehosef Samo ufakai yud A'itosef v'pinchas Al dekane behai. The translation. Rabbi Chiya begins, "This is he ordained in Yehosef for testimony when he went out over the land of Egypt. I heard the language of him whom I had not known. We have learned that the angel taught Joseph 70 languages, as were known by Pharaoh. But also in the holy tongue he was greater than Pharaoh, for Pharaoh did not know the holy tongue. This is meant by I heard the language of him whom I had not known, for he taught him languages that he had not known previously. But if this is so, what is testimony?" And he answers, "Come and see. When Potiphar's wife took hold of him for the reason, Joseph made himself as one who did not know her language, and so it was each day until the last time, as it was written, and she caught him by his garment." What is the meaning of "she caught him"? Until that time, he had pretended that he did not know her language, but then she saw through him that he did know her language, meaning that he understood her intention. This is the meaning of "she caught him," that she caught the trickery in him. His garment, the Hebrew word is beged, is derived from trickery, pegida. And the Holy Spirit, that is Malchut, cried out to him that they may keep you from this strange woman, from the alien woman who makes smooth her words. He asks, what is this trying to teach us here? And he answers, this is teaching us that everyone who keeps himself from such a thing as Joseph did is bound up with the Shekhinah and holds on to his testimony, which is Malchut. And which is it? This is the hay that was added to him, as it is written. This he ordained in Jehoshaphat's for testimony. Also in our section, a yud was added to the name of Pinchas, because he was zealous over the same matter, the affair of Zimri, for the yud hints at Malchut. My commentary. This pasuk is confusing for some people. How can both the hay and the yud be malchut? It is relatively easy to understand the hay as malchut, as it is the code word testimony. The statements of witnesses in court. The gematria of Pinchas, when spelled without the yud, has a gematria of 198, which actually is 130, representing Mount Sinai, and 68, which is the gematria of life. When the yud is added to the name Pinchas, the gematria becomes 208, which represents Isaac, the soul, after completion of its tikkun. This number 208 hints to the resurrection of the dead. Since both Isaac and Pinchas died, their souls left their body and were returned by angels and were resurrected. This pasuk says the yud hints to Malchut. Since 208 is 140 plus 68. 140 is 14 times 10. 14 is Malchut, as it is the gematria of the name David. Since King David is the chariot for Malchut, the name Pinchas, when spelled out, signifies Malchut, will ultimately be the essence of life. This is my opinion. That is the end of section 5. Are there any questions? I recommend that you study these two pasukim. There's much to be learned from within them. Section 6. Pasuk 17. Rabbi Esa Patach al Necharot Bavel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bakinu Bezachreinu Et Zion Et Yerushalayimi Yerushalayimi Mi ba'ele ya kimadikti im yeshkachech Yerushalami tishkach yamini mai bezachreinu et zion lebarnash deho hekala yakira ya'av shapira atuli stir v'okidu Leyatara Diman who loved him Araya Tehekala O Faka Shekinta Regaluta Sharya Sara Diman who loved Titadik Beazla Hakimadiuk Muha Tik Tik Hat Sadik Aval Avad Mamash Ohaka Bezachreinu Etzion Bezachreinu Ahutara Pileya Alzevugaha Sara Dileya. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda began, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. We also wept when we remembered Zion. Yeah, should it not have said Jerusalem, since it is written, if I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning? Why then when we remembered Zion? And he answers, it is like a man who had a precious and beautiful palace, and robbers came and burned it down. Whose is the anguish if not that of the palace owner? Here also, whose anguish is it that the Shekhinah is in exile, if not that of the righteous, which is Yesod? And this fits in with what they taught, as it is written, the righteous perishes. Literally perished, past tense. For the whole purpose of Yesod is to bestow. But if the Shekhinah is in exile, he has no one to bestow upon. And therefore it is as if it does not exist, but had perished. Here also, when we remembered Zion, means when we remembered the anguish of Zion, which is Yesod, because of its lack of mating, for the anguish is indeed his. My commentary. In our lives, unrequited love is like death, as this pasuk teaches. This is especially true for that first love, sometimes called puppy love. To the consciousness of a teenager, the unrequited love is absolutely feeling like death. Remember, our lives are a pale imitation of the real world of the spiritual realms. Pasuk 18. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mandiokir Shema Demareya Behai v'natir, hai zaka diokir, leya mareya, al kola b'nalan, mi yosef piktiv, v'yar kevoto, b'mir kevet, samishne, asher lo tiv, Fenato noto al kol eretz mitzrayim velo delakad avru yisrael yatya marona di yosef al bigo pekad meta velahavo maya kaimim Al kiyumayhu kameyachada udiktiv chayam ravayanos mayvayanos elarahahu diktiv beyavayanas vayetze hachutza. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, whoever respects the name of his master in this matter and keeps the covenant is privileged to have his master respect him over all. How do we know this? Because regarding Yosef it is written, and he made him to ride in the second chariot, which he had, and made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. Furthermore, when Israel crossed the sea, Joseph Kaufman entered the water first, and the waters in front of it were unable to stay as they were. Therefore it is written, the sea saw it and fled. What is the meaning and fled? The sea saw him about whom this is written, and fled, and went outside. My commentary. In our world, people honor the wealthy. This is because they know that wealth is bestowed upon servants of Hashem. Of course, this wealth is sometimes abused and not shared as it is supposed to be, and then one loses the wealth. Also, there is a code word with respect to fled, to going outside. Went outside means going against our nature. Permanent wealth, meaning wealth that does not leave one in this lifetime, is given to those who go against their nature and give charity, as they are supposed to. Charity and tzedakah are clearly against human nature. People think they earn this money. The truth is, it is given from Hashem. Pasuk 19. Tachatzi zake likara bechayu bechayo vizake likara bemitachteya bechayain amai begina huzaman dilaba leita beka badikti vayimain. Vayomer el eshet Adonav uti velo shamaileha lishkav etzla leyot ima begin kachzaka v'hai alma kewan dikti v'tit v'shehu v'vigdo uti Vayanas vayetze ha'utza zake levatar dialegoi parochta ila avehaki itchazeleya dideya natal behai alma bedideya natal bealma. The translation, come and see. He was honored in his life and honored in his death. Why in his life? Because during that time he did not want to cleave to Potiphar's wife, as it is written. But he refused and said to his master's wife, and that he hearkened not to her, to lie by her, or to be with her. For this reason he was honored in this world. Since it is written, and she caught him by his garment, and he fled, and went outside. Because of that, he earned entry after his demise into the heavenly curtain. That is in the sanctuary of the Holy of Holies. And so it was befitting to him, resulting that he received his due in this world and also in the other world. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching a great secret that we people frequently refuse to consider. The way our lives go in this world is the way we are treated after death. Not that we relate to our lives in this world by understanding cause and effect. What we receive in this world that we earn by going against our natures is what we will also receive in the world that is coming, because we went against our nature. Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Pasuk 20. In chazake b'hai alma, v'zaka b'alma, diate v'zaka, lekai ma yatir, mikolinun dinafku, mi mitraim, v'zaka lekachana, ila ahu v'kol mano, v'batreya, Vehite ma de la zakat lekachana ad la ved ovada da la de hainun diamre de zaka kodem lav haki elab mai o kimnatahat. Asher kine lelohav demashma divin ovadadaravach gehunata maidilahawa kodem. The translation. Pinchas was privileged in this world and in the world to come, and merited to live and exist longer than all those who came out of Egypt. He also merited to serve as high priest, both he and all his descendants after him. You may argue that he earned priesthood only for after this act. However, this is incorrect. There are those who say that he had earned the priesthood previously. If so, how should we understand the words, because he was zealous for his Elohim? Which meaning is that he earned the priesthood because of this deed and had not gained it previously? My commentary is to wait until after we study verse 21, and then I will cover both verses in the same comment. Pasuk 21. Tachatzi kol kohen kedika atil nefesh pasileya kihunateya leal min dehavadai pasil hahu dargadileya ligabeya Upinchas bin dina pasil ekahana awavgin dekane leya lekucha perichu itzterich leyachasa leya ketunat almin leya velibno apatreya Lidare darin amarabi etak techatachatzi Rashim hu pinchas leila Verashim hu letata Ad la yipuk lealma dehaim inun Tenavku memitzrayim itmane. The translation. He responds, come and see. Any priest who kills a person is considered forever unfit for the priesthood because he has married his own level. He has marred his own level. Because priesthood is the level of chesed and love, and killing a person is its opposition. Since Pinchas had killed Zimri and Cozbi, he was legally barred from remaining a priest. But because he was zealous for the Holy One, blessed be he had to reinstate him, and also his seed after him for all time into the priesthood. This is the meaning of the words, because he was zealous for his Elohim. Rabbi Yitzhak said, come and see. Pinchas is recorded above and below, above means before he came into the world, below as he was among those who came out of Egypt. My commentary. Some say Pinchas was already born when Aaron was given the eternal priesthood, and thus he was not eligible for the priesthood. This is not true. Pinchas was a priest, yet he died. And as someone who took a life as well as someone who died, he could not continue as a priest. When Nadav and Avihu reincarnated into him, he was resurrected. All three male souls, Nadav, Avihu, and Pinchas. This combination of male souls gave him long life, as stated above, and it also caused him to be reinstated as a priest to Hashem. Pasuk 22. Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Yosei v'Rabbi Chiyayo Hawo Azle v'mad v'ra Amar Rabbi Yosei Hadikti v'Pinchas Inani Noten Lo Et Beriti Shalom Shalom Imalach Hamavet Tila Shalit Beyale Almin Vela Itan Pedino Peite Ma Dila Amit Vadaila Amit Kishar Bene Alma Vioris Yomin al-kol b'nei dara, begin divchai berit ila'ah, achid bekar istelak, me'alma b'ti uptak, ila'ah uvid vikuteya, shapira istelak, mishar b'nei alma. The translation. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chia were walking in the wilderness. Rabbi Yossi said, "This is what is written concerning Pinchas. Behold, I give him my covenant of peace." Refers to peace from the angel of death. The angel who will never have control over him, or have power to judge him. If you were to suggest that he did not die, you would be mistaken. He did die, but certainly not in the same way as others do. And he lived longer than all the other members of his generation, because he held on to that heavenly covenant. And when he did leave this world, he departed from other people with a supreme longing and with wonderful devoutness. My commentary. Pinchas became Eliyahu, the high priest, and a prophet, Elijah the prophet. When he made the mistake of thinking his honor was more important than the life of the daughter of Jephthah, in chapter 11 and 12 of Judges, he caused Nadab and Avihu to leave his body and soul and go into Samuel the prophet. Actually, they both made stops in other people prior to this. There is much to learn about our own tikkunim from this story. Honor, even honor of Hashem, is less important than a human life. And why do not people realize this? This is the end of the section. Are there any questions? It's also the end of our time and the end of our class. Doing three sections in one Zohar class is right, left, and central. Are there any questions? Our class is tomorrow at 10:30. We will continue our study of the goodness of the land of Israel. And at 3 o'clock, we will continue our study of the Lashon Hara. I remind you that this coming Monday night and Tuesday, especially Tuesday, is the 17th day of Tammuz, which is a fast day for those who will fast. And it begins the three-week period, 3 weeks that are very difficult, Bli Ayin Hara. Not difficult for those who have the vessel, but very difficult for those who have not cleansed their vessel sufficiently. We will be doing some different studies, some different rituals during these 3 weeks. One of which will be an all-night study, or a long-night study, the evening of the 20th of July. And Sunday night, the 22nd of July. Excuse me, the 23rd of July will be Rosh Chodesh Av. And followed by an all-night or long-night study on the 5th of Av. Please mark your calendars so you may attend these very significant high-energy days that are necessary to remain balanced in this three-week period. I wish you all a Shavuot Tov, a good week filled with peace and joy and happiness and complete healing for the world. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.